This is Lydia Johnson, joined today by the Specialty Animal Production Proficiency winner at the 95th National FFA Convention, Samuel Jimenez of the Madera FFA chapter in California. Samuel, do you want to get us started and just tell us a little bit about your project?
Yeah, so I first started when I was about 9 years old, and we started with three koi fish. And over the course of about 6 years, we grew three koi fish into over 500,000 koi fish span. We have a 20-acre lake, two reservoirs, three wooden tanks, along with four breeding ponds.
So what originally sparked your interest in koi fish?
So actually my dad, my sister actually found a catfish, and my dad started doing research, and he found out about koi fish, and then he purchased three from Japan. And then we moved to the suburban areas where we got a plot of land. And from those three koi fish, I got fascinated and was like, dang, that's super cool. So my dad started breeding them. And from there, we went from three koi fish to over 500,000 koi fish.
Wow. So walk us through the process of breeding koi fish, if that's the correct terminology.
Yeah. So we spawn koi fish, and what happens is we pick one female koi fish because most of her DNA gets passed on to the offspring, and then we pick two male koi fish to go with the female. And how it works is the female is full of eggs, and the males hit the female's tail to kind of release the eggs. And then they do what I like to call ping all over the eggs. But in reality, they just release semen. And they hit the sides of the tank basically to spread their semen and fertilize the eggs. And fun fact, to tell if an egg has been fertilized is if the egg is white and pearly, that means the egg has not been fertilized. And if it's translucent and clear and you see a black dot, that means it's been fertilized.
So once it's fertilized, what happens next?
So once it's fertilized, it takes about 24 hours to actually see a sign that that egg has been fertilized. So then we take the koi fish out, otherwise they'll start eating the eggs and the baby koi fish. So it takes about 3 days for them to start moving around in the egg and for them to about hatch. And then it takes about 3 months for them to gain color and for it to be defined color so we can start sorting them out.
So only 3 days for them to hatch out of the eggs originally?
Yeah, about 3 to 6 days.
Okay, so then once they begin to show that color, what do you do next?
So we, in our North Reservoir, that is where we store most of the babies. But while the eggs are starting to hatch, we store them in a few mud ponds. And then we, once they're all hatched and they're kind of getting their color, we put them in our North Reservoir where we cull them annually and pretty much monthly, weekly, depending which ones we want to sell, breed, and put in our 20-acre lake.
You mentioned many different facilities to kind of hold the fish. How do you pick which ones are in each facility?
So our South Reservoir, that has our high-quality koi fish that we plan on selling. The 20-acre lake has the top-of-the-top koi fish, whether it's we want to breed, sell, or we want them to grow in length. Because the bigger the environment, the faster the koi fish grow. And the North Reservoir, we just store basically all the koi fish we haven't sorted through. And then the wooden tanks, we store the koi fish that we plan on selling.
So once they get to that market weight, what is that desired kind of market weight? And then how do you market these?
Okay, so the most common koi fish run anywhere from $6 to $12 a piece, which those are mainly shoas or kiatsuris, where they're red and white fish or red, black, and white koi fish. Tonchos are high in demand and they're rare of quality. Tonchos are a koi fish with a perfect circle right on its forehead.
What kind of people usually buy those? Are they for consumption, for just viewing?
So I've never heard of someone eating a koi fish, which if you try one, let me know, because we have a lot. But we mainly just sell them for views and ponds. My dad doesn't do this generally, but he sometimes builds ponds for customers, and it's mainly just for eye appealing. Probably my favorite koi fish is a Jinren Showa butterfly fish, which Jinren is like a beautiful glittery coat on the koi fish.
So doing this project, what do you think are some of the biggest skills that you've learned?
Ooh, definitely time management. I have invested so much hours into this project where conflicting between sports, FFA, and high school, and time for myself, it was definitely hard being able to find time just for myself or homework.
Where do you see your project going in the future?
As far as my project, it was amazing working with the koi fish, learning all the skills I did learn. But I don't see me working with koi fish in the future. I'm going to Chico State, and my major is political science, where I hope to advocate for water rights and farmers out in the country because water is scarce.
That's amazing. And how do you think that your project has set you up for such a successful educational career?
So while working with my project, we had them on 600 acres of pistachios, and being able to learn through a farmer's perspective what rights are hard for us to get, such as water, and basically what restrictions are holding us back as farmers to be able to max our full production. So basically just going through that and find a kind of like realizing what problems there are kind of help for the future.
Congratulations, Samuel, on an amazing project, and congratulations on your award today.
Thank you so much.
This is Lydia Johnson reporting for National FFA.